Carl, 18-10 defeat. Many may look at the scoreline and think, well, run-of-the-mill pre-season game. But going in against the Championship side with 17, you're going to struggle. But going in against 15, it was a great effort from the lads. Just get your thoughts on the game.
Yeah, I'm really pleased. Obviously, you know, we were winning with 20 minutes to go. Obviously, you know, they got two tries in the last 15-10 minutes. So, yeah, you know, we wanted tough pre-season friendlies. You know, we want to test ourselves against the better teams. There's no point, you know, running through, you know, easy pre-season. So, yeah, you know, we come up against Swinton, the Championship team. Like you said, 17 men, it'd be a tough ask. But, you know, to go in with 15 men, you know, we did have local lads lined up. The RFL won't let us register them, which I think is just absolutely shocking. But, you know, the rules are there 48 hours before a friendly. That don't mean anything. The squad needs to be submitted, so we couldn't bring them in. And I think, you know, 1 to 15 today, you know, it was a huge credit to the club. You know, the way the young in there, especially our forwards, we had one interchange. And, you know, your big Chris Cowards, Sharks, Lewis Brown, I thought, you know, they all really dug in and, you know, really good today.
Quite a few lads missing, of course. We've seen that Dion and Jesse still in PNG and they're, you know, trying to get that sorted for the next few weeks. But a few of the lads are missing today. Jason Mosser, we still haven't seen Stuart Howarth, Carl Olsen missing out. What's the crack with them?
Yeah, hopefully Jason, probably the Workington game. Carl's from the same. They're just, you know, Jason was obviously ill. Carl's got a niggle, and obviously Stu will only be ready in a few weeks. But you know, these are big players for the club that are missing. Obviously, like you said, Jesse and Dion, they're going to be here for the town game, hopefully. So you know, we've got six or seven lads that would probably, you know, being starting 17 out. But you know, on the flip side of that, I think the lads that are in right now, you know, they really are claiming a shirt. So you know. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a real big headache for me, Tony and Macca come the season when we've got a full fit team.
Any other niggles from today's game?
Phil Lister, to be fair to him, he wasn't even fit to play. You know, credit to him, he put his hand up, said he'd get through it, which he did, and did well. But we probably won't see him, you know, for the next two friendlies, which is, you know, unfortunate for him. But you know, we need to look after him if we want for the season.
And Conor Holliday was missing today as well. He's been struggling for the last few months, really, with a knock he picked up. What's the story there?
Yeah, Conor obviously just, you know, dislocated his elbow in a wrestling session. There's no damage to it, but obviously, you know, it's going to be tender for a while. So he's working hard. He's you know, he's doing all the things off the field, so he's ready for the town game. You know, even if he can get 30-40 minutes, you know, coming off the bench there, it'd be nice for us going into the season.
Your next two weeks are all going to be focused on, you know, on local derbies. Going down to Barrow next week and then looking forward to the Agselfo Memorial game against Workington. What are you going to look forward in these next two games?
Yeah, obviously, you know, we go to Barrow. We need to assess our squad after today. You know, we're really, really probably too thin. You shouldn't be approaching games with 15 men. It's as simple as that. And like you said, I think player welfare comes into it. You know, we've got players playing big minutes in pre-season friendlies, which, you know, it's just not ideal. So, you know, we're going to have to look at that first and foremost. And then, obviously, you know, derbies come along. But, you know, Workington's that big derby for us. You know, everything's building towards that. Although it's only pre-season, a derby's a derby, in my opinion. And, yeah, we're all looking for that, really. You know, that's the aim, to win that game. I'm not really, couldn't care less about winning, losing pre-season games. It's about what you get out of it. But, you know, the result does matter come that game.
You mentioned there the squad's a little bit thin. It's the wrong time of year to be looking for players, really. But is there anyone on the horizon? Is there anyone you're speaking to or anything like that?
Yeah, we're speaking to, you know, Prop from Australia, funny enough. So, you know, we're hopefully going to get a decision on him in the next couple of days. But yeah, it's not ideal. The lads are doing it tough. You know, shouldn't be the case this time of the year. We should just be looking at 20-25 players playing in a game. But you know, that's what it is. We never do things easy down here, so you know, why not keep it going? And you know, I'm a firm believer when you've got a small squad, you become one, you become really close quite quickly. So you know, that's what we're doing. That's the only probably benefit from it. But you know, we just crack on. No excuses from us.
Right, mate, I'm going to go and get you showered up and four out, and I'll catch up with you in the next few weeks.
No, mate. Thank you.